Well, we are at rivalry week now in college football. It is the 14th and final regular season weekend for the SEC, and that means only one thing. Every team is playing, and most teams are playing in consequential games, and some of them have already been played. Ole Miss was able to get a win last night, Thursday night, over Mississippi State was able to beat Ole Miss 17-10 in overtime. Bo Wallace could not find the end zone in that overtime period, and giving Mississippi State the Egg Bowl trophy. And today, number 17, LSU outlasted Arkansas in what was a very good game, 31-17. More SEC action coming up this weekend, and David Sears is with me here, and we will break it down, and we'll start in Columbia, Missouri, where the fifth-ranked Tigers will host Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M, and this is a chance for Missouri to do something historic, and that is, of course, go to the SEC championship for the first time. And Texas A&M would like to spoil that and give South Carolina the right. So what do you think about this game? Is Missouri's been on a roll lately.
Missouri has been on a roll. They've recovered well since that overtime heartbreaking loss, double overtime heartbreaking loss to South Carolina. James Franklin's coming back. Last week we saw him split time with Matty Mauk, so we'll see them both probably against Johnny Football. I really think Pinkel's going to play the hot hand. Let them both play, and if one's doing better than the other, then we'll just set one for the rest of the game. I think Missouri's got a very good chance of winning. I think that Johnny Football will try his best to put on a spectacular performance to try and get him back into the Heisman race, but I just have a feeling that Missouri will be able to come out on top and just end up winning the SEC East in their second year, and a lot of people will be shocked to see the Missouri Tigers in the SEC championship game.
I think you're right. I think Missouri can get it done at home this weekend. That game's at 6:45. It will be televised by ESPN. Also, Florida State is on the road. Number one, two, and three are on the road this weekend. Number one, Alabama. We'll talk about the Iron Bowl in a little while. But Florida State is at Florida. This game is an early morning kickoff, 11 on ESPN. Also in the morning on ABC, number three, Ohio State travels to Ann Arbor, where I read today that Michigan has not lost a home game by more than 11 points since 1961, Sears. So they defend that turf very, very well. But do Florida and Michigan, do they have any shot this weekend?
Florida's biggest problem has been their offense. So what they will need to do is have a short field for that offense, generate a lot of turnovers, for that offense to give them short field. If they're able to keep Jameis Winston uncomfortable, keep that defensive pressure on them a lot, I really like their odds. However, I just don't see them able to sustain that for four quarters. Florida could probably play them close for two, but I don't see Florida State being too hamstrung by that defense. I think in the end, Florida State will win it, and I think the win it comes to be like a 45-7 or 45-10 type ball game. And then when you look at Ohio State, they've got a lot going for them. Brady Hoke's been pretty good at home. I believe he's only lost two games in his entire tenure at Ann Arbor. So I really think they'll play them close. But in the end, I just think the superior talent of Ohio State will allow them to go into the Big Ten championship game undefeated. And we will see a very big, big game for the Big Ten championship to see if Ohio State can maybe hope that Alabama or FSU falls to get back in the national championship race.
They will be right there, and I tend to agree with you completely on those two games. I think Florida State will pull away, and Michigan will keep it close. They'll keep it close for three quarters because they actually have much more to play with than Florida does at this point. Other games in the SEC, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, Vanderbilt, also Tennessee, Kentucky tomorrow night. But I also want to focus on a big top 10 in-state heated hate-filled rivalry. No, it is not the Iron Bowl. It is South Carolina and Clemson, and this is a rivalry series that has never featured two teams in the BCS top 10. But number six, Clemson, one loss, and South Carolina, twice beaten, will play tomorrow night in Columbia.
When you look at this game, it comes down to one thing: Steve Spurrier at home. Well, I do not believe Steve Spurrier has lost to Clemson. You also look at the fact that at senior day, Connor Shaw has this ability to just play these magical games at home. He's got that team rallying confident in himself. I really think we'll see a big victory for the South Carolina team. That defense will eat up Taj Boyd and those receivers. I like South Carolina 35-10.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it'll be a little closer than that, but I don't see Clemson winning this game. I have questions about that Clemson defense, and I appreciate everything that Tosh Boyd has done there in his tenure, but I agree. I think South Carolina is a strong football team. They didn't get to two losses and in the with a chance to go to Atlanta for no reason, and I think that they will show that tomorrow night, and I believe they'll shut down Clemson, and it will be a South Carolina win that will put the pressure, because if you look at the timeline for tomorrow night, that game starts 45 minutes earlier than the Texas A&M Missouri game, so I think that that score will be flashed up from one Columbia to another, and will put a little bit of pressure on the Tigers if that's a close game late. I could be wrong, but that would be an interesting storyline. Well, we look toward the game of the week and the game of the year, really, in the SEC. Undefeated number one, Alabama, rolling into Auburn to play the Iron Bowl. And the Iron Bowl has always been a great rivalry until the last 2 years. Alabama has dominated, outscoring Auburn 91-14 in those two matchups. And here we are, Sears, can you believe? If I would have asked you when we did our first program several months ago, if you would have thought this game would be number one versus number four with 21-1 records between the two of them.
I definitely thought this game would be a top 25 matchup, but I did not figure Auburn would be 10-1. I thought they'd be 9-2 coming into this ball game. You look at this Auburn team, they've got a great thing going with the read option. That spread has definitely allowed them to be the best running offense in the SEC. Alabama's got the best running defense in the SEC, so it's strength versus strength there. I think this game boils down to, can Nick Marshall make plays with his arms? And if he's unable to, will they put in Jeremy Johnson, a true freshman, and see if he can capture some magic against Alabama? Nick Marshall, you have to remember, if it weren't for just a fortuitous bounce by two Georgia defensive backs who should have knocked the ball down instead of knocking it up, we'd be looking at this game as a heartbreaking loss for the Auburn Tigers, coming off a heartbreaking loss for the Auburn Tigers. Instead, they've got a lot of momentum. A lot of people are very jacked, excited, wanting to see this. Auburn fans and Alabama fans have both been running their mouths all in all. But I think when it comes down to it, you're going to have Nick Saban and Kirby Smart's defense versus Rhett Lashley and Gus Malzahn's offense. And I think we've seen Nick do pretty well. Fun stat, the Iron Bowl has been played at 2:30 on Saturdays in Nick Saban's tenure. He's only given up 14 points. He's had two shutouts and 14 points given up in a 42-14 victory down on the Plains. So Nick Saban likes these Saturday 2:30 games. Not that big a fan of Saturday night games or the Friday games, but, man, when you look at that stat, that's just something to think about. And when you get down to it, I think my gut tells me it's going to be a close game going into the fourth quarter, and that Alabama will eventually pull away. I can see this one being 21-17 heading to the fourth, and Alabama winning 35-17.
35-17, says Sears, and I agree with your analysis. Auburn is third in the nation in rushing defense. They're fourth in yards per rush. Alabama is fourth in the nation in rushing defense and seventh in yards given up per rush. And you look at the Alabama, I think that's where the matchup that everybody wants to focus on, of course, Auburn's rushing offense with Nick Marshall, with Trey Mason, with Cameron Artis Payne, with Corey Grant. That's where the main attention will be. But I think the X factor in this game comes when Alabama's offense is on the field against Auburn's defense. Alabama is eighth in the nation in yards per rush. T.J. Yeldon and Kenyon Drake do a great job of toting the rock for the Crimson Tide. And can Ellis Johnson's defense stand up to the Crimson Tide? And I know Auburn plays eight deep at the defensive line position, and that has been a big help for them earlier this season. I do have questions about that Auburn secondary, their linebacker play, their tackling in the defensive backfield. Are they going to be able to make the tackles on Christian Jones, Mari Cooper, and the rest of Alabama's receiving core? And I think that is where Auburn does not stack up the most. I think offensively they will put up some points. I don't know how many, but I think they will get a few touchdowns. Defensively, though, I think A.J. McCarron and Alabama have proved they can move the ball on just about anybody this year. And so I'm with you. I think Alabama will win somewhere around a 31-20 type game. I think Auburn will put up some points, but Alabama offense too much for the Tigers defense.
I totally agree, Bun. And the one thing I will say is Nick Saban has scouted Gus Malzahn well and knows that they're going to have at least one trick play of some sort. If Gus Malzahn can hit big with the trick plays, he'll be all right. But if Alabama sniffs out a trick play and blows it up, causes a turnover or a pick six or something along that line, I think that will suck some of the momentum out of Auburn. Auburn, I really believe, will come out with a quick start, wanting to get everything on their side. I could see a onside kick for the opening kick. I could see all sorts of stuff. So I just think Alabama's going to be on guard. They're going to play loose. They know what's coming, and I think they're very confident in their abilities. And as I said, in the end, Alabama will be victorious 35-17.
Well, you make a great point. The script Gus Malzahn runs is always very prolific, and if you want some entertaining football, the first 10 to 15 minutes, and I mean minutes is in real time, not game time, of this football game, you may see some of the more entertaining football that you will, if Auburn, when Auburn possesses the ball first, because they tend to run a script that is very unpredictable, and this being the biggest game of the year, there's no telling what we will see from them tomorrow. But then again, they may not. They may do what they've done all year long and just simply try to pound it down Alabama's throat. Either way, it will be a great game, number one versus number four, 2:30, as you mentioned, CBS tomorrow from Jordan-Hare Stadium. The eyes of the nation will be upon that game, and the winner will take on Missouri or South Carolina next weekend in Atlanta. Well, another great show, Sears, and we will talk to you next week. We will have our Iron Bowl winner and a SEC championship matchup settled, and I can't wait to get your take on that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you again for having me on, Ben.
We will be back next week. Enjoy the weekend, stay safe, and enjoy the Iron Bowl.